You ask me, my brother, when will man reach perfection? Hear my answer. Man approaches perfection when he feels that he is an infinite space and a sea without a shore, an everlasting fire, an unquenchable light, a calm wind or a raging tempest, a thundering sky or a rainy heaven, a singing brook or a wailing rivulet, a tree abloom in spring, or a naked sapling in autumn, a rising mountain or a descending valley, a fertile plain or a desert. When man feels all these, he has already reached halfway to perfection. To attain his goal, he must then perceive that he is a child, dependent upon his mother, a father responsible for his family, a youth lost in love, an ancient wrestling against his past, a worshiper in his temple, a criminal in his prison, a scholar amidst his parchments, an ignorant soul stumbling between the darkness of his night and the obscurity of his day, a nun suffering between the flowers of her faith and the thistles of her loneliness, a prostitute caught between the fangs of her weakness and the claws of her needs, a poor man trapped between his bitterness and his submission, a rich man between his greed and his conscience, a poet between the mist of his twilight and the rays of his dawn. Who can experience, see, and understand these things, can reach perfection and become a shadow of God's shadow?